Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Y'all tell the people them, no? Uh-huh.
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get 'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Y'all tell the people that, no?
Hallelujah. Thank God that the Lord our God in the midst of thee is mighty. Happy New Year, everyone. Hallelujah. And welcome, welcome, welcome to God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio's Prophecy Month. Hallelujah. 2023 Prophecy Month. Amen. Hope you all had a Merry Christmas. And that you're having and will have a happy, prosperous new year. So good to see all of you here today. Amen. God bless you all. Hallelujah. We are so excited today about what God is doing. Before we go into that, some of you, I think probably all of you who are here already know what is going on. This year came in with a bang, a big bang. Our very dear Pastor Mom had a fall on the 2nd of January. And she is in the hospital as we speak. What happened was I'm trying to think of exactly how to say it, like her knee is broken, or actually her femur close to her knee was broken. So on the 3rd, she had surgery, and that surgery was to put those the fracture together, the bones that were fractured, to put them together. And then there's a rod that's holding it together. And, wow. So she made it through surgery very well. We praise God for that. Most of you do know that Pastor Mom is 90 years young. Amen. And so to have that done, or that being done at that age, is really something. And we thank God that he is definitely in the midst. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sends love to everybody because she loves everybody. So know that she's sending love to us, and hopefully she'll be with us on Sunday on the broadcast. That's what I'm believing for on Sunday. She has in the natural, she has a road ahead of her in terms of recuperation from this. She has a brace on her leg that goes from her thigh down to her ankle to keep her knee in place while it's healing, to keep her knee and her leg in place while it's healing. And so, she's in the hospital now, and she'll be doing rehab so that she can, get stronger and everything. So please continue to keep us up in prayer. Amen. Amen. And I know you guys have been praying for us. We tried to tell as many people as we could as we were going through the process of, working with Pastor Mom, working with the team of doctors and technicians and workers and all of that. And we're still really in the midst of all of that right now. So please keep us in prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So tonight we are going into to talk about the word that the Lord has given to us for 2023. We're starting this night off with prayer. Hallelujah. Father, we bless your name. We love you, Lord. We honor you. We adore you. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we don't take it lightly that you've allowed us to be here in 2023. Many have gone. Many left even just the day before 2023. And you saw fit to have us here this year. We praise you, Lord God. We acknowledge this is the year that you've made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Whatever you allow in this year, we make a choice to rejoice and to be glad in it, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we continue to lift up the God in the Midst Getem Radio family of broadcast to you. Hallelujah. Use us in your service, Lord God. We want to serve you with every broadcast, every moment, every heartbeat, and every breath, Lord God. And we give you praise as you just reach out to each and every household that is represented here, each and every person that's represented here, in ways that only you know that we need to be touched and we need to be strengthened. Hallelujah. Fortified by your spirit, Lord God, and every other thing that we need, Lord. You are our shepherd. We shall not want. And we give you praise, Lord God. We give you glory in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. So we have a chorus of prophetic voices today. This is the time, if you've ever been here with us this time of the year, we have this prophecy month that is absolutely awesome. It's been this way for, I want to say at least the last 6 or 7 years we've been doing this. And so today we have a group who will bring forth a word from the Lord for 2023. And I'll tell you who that group is in just a moment here. And then after that, each week, then we'll have a different person. So next week we'll have Evangelist Janie Sims. She'll be with us next Thursday night. And then the Thursday after that, hallelujah, next Thursday is the 12th. On the 19th, we'll have Bishop Aaron McClary with us. And then on Thursday the 26th, we'll have our very own Pastor Helen Price with us. Hallelujah. So we have a wonderful month coming up on the Thursday edition of God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio. Now tonight, our chorus of prophetic words will come from, and in this order, we'll have Minister Mary Yarbrough from Memphis, Tennessee. Then we'll have Minister Rachel and family from, I know, New Jersey. I'm trying to think of the town in New Jersey. It's escaping me right now. But they're from New Jersey. And so it's not only going to be her, but several of her children are going to bring a word today. And then we'll have Reverend Reverend, I'm speaking in tongues, y'all, Reverend Treva Kelly from California. So, wow, I did not plan it this way, but God had a plan. Amen. So we got the East Coast, we got the West Coast, and we got Mid-America here tonight bringing a word for 2023. And when Reverend Treva finishes, then I'll bring the word that the Lord has given me for this year as well. Amen. Amen. So as we get started, Lord, we lift up all of these ones who are bringing a prophetic word today. We thank you, Lord God, that each word is by your spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord God. Our ears are open. Our hearts are open, Lord God, to hear from you, Lord God, what is coming out of their mouth. And we give you praise and glory for it right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We're going to open up line now for Minister Mary Yarbrough from Memphis, Tennessee. Welcome, Minister Mary.
Well, hello. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. And she is my sister. Praise God. I'm like, I'm just saying her. She is my sister. Hallelujah. And she's the sister that you might not hear from as much as you hear from the other sisters. Hallelujah. So we just thank God for you today, Minister Mary. Let the Lord use you.
Well, I just appreciate being here tonight, and I just want to say hello to you and to all the other ministers on the line with us tonight, and also just everyone who's listening tonight. Praise the Lord. And I just want to thank you for having me here. You know, I was looking over the notes from last year when you had the chorus of prophetic voices last year on January 20th of 2022. And I wrote down just a brief synopsis of what was said during that time. So it was four of us on there at that time. So I'm going to give you what we just said, just the one-line sentence of what was said last year. So
thank you.
One minister said, obey immediately. The other one said, God is outdoing history. And then one said, and this is the one that really hit me, don't rush. Wait for the fresh wind. Take a Selah moment and then listen. And then the last one is pray, a new season for prayer. Expect great and awesome things from God. Pray for every little thing. So those are the words that were given last year. And I can say definitely those words were in order. So I expect
Amen.
The same. I expect the same this year too. Now I don't really have what you would call in the traditional sense a prophetic word or anything like that, but I could just tell you what I've been listening to this year. It started at the end of last year and continued on through to this year. I've just been listening over and over to a YouTube program, and it's by Pastor Mark Hankins, and it's called The Spirit of Faith. And my sister Helen introduced me to this back in November of this year, and I've just been listening to it over and over again. And even though I've listened to it, I don't know how many times I've listened to it, it's something that grabs me every single time that I listen to it. It is just such good foundational information on faith. So if you ever have an opportunity to listen to it, like I said, it's called The Spirit of Faith, and it's Pastor Mark Hankins. So one of the things, and there's so many nuggets in there, but I'm just going to take one of the things that he said in there, and it is to have faith. So what should we have faith in? So he gave the scripture, Mark 11:22, and that's what Jesus says, have faith in God. So that's the first thing, have faith in God. What should we have faith in? Number one, have faith in God. Number two, have faith in the blood of Jesus. Number three, have faith in the name of Jesus. Number four, have faith in the word of God. And then number five, have faith in the power of God. And the power of God, we all know that the power of God, our power source, is the Holy Ghost. So have faith in the power of God. God, not our ability, but God's ability, and having faith in the Holy Ghost. So those are the things. You know, if you're a preacher, you could preach all five of those and probably spend hours preaching. just taking each one of them, just preaching, and probably could preach for hours on that, because that's really, you know, what we're to really live by. Having faith in God, that's where we all started, right? We probably heard the word, or someone preached the word to us, or someone spoke the word to us, and it moved our hearts to have faith in God. And then certainly having faith in the blood of Jesus that cleanses us from all sin and all unrighteousness. And then having faith in the name of Jesus, and his authority, and the authority that his name carries. It becomes ours when we have faith in the name of Jesus. And then having faith in the word of God, where when we speak the word doesn't come back to God void, but it goes out and it does exactly what it's intended to do. And then having faith in the power of God, not in our own ability, but in his ability. Having faith in the living God that is inside of us, the Holy Ghost that is inside of us, the same God, the same power, the same source that created the universe, the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead lives in us, and having faith in God's ability. So that's my message. That's what I've been listening to. And not only listening to it, I mean just digesting it. And just, I just want this, these five things to be the very fiber of who I am. And I just praise the Lord for it. So that's the message tonight. Thank y'all for having me. I love you all. I love you, Bobby. I love you, Get 'Em Radio. And God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Mary. Amen. Let's praise God.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen. We thank God for the Spirit. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. You know, I do realize that, you know, sometimes and most of the time, God, when he talks to somebody else our spirit leaks on the inside of us. When someone is talking and our spirit leaks, hallelujah, we know that God is doing something. Amen. Hallelujah. And so thank you. I know I'm going to go and look up Pastor Mark Hankins, the Spirit of Faith. Hallelujah. And you know, and I go back to when I first, when my heart began to leap over the things of God, it was about faith. You know, and back in those days, Fred Price, Apostle Fred Price was preaching on faith. And even before him, Pastor Price was preaching on faith. And everything about faith that I could get my hands on, you know, I wanted to hear about it. Amen. And then when I think about it, as the Word of God says, you know, that's how we please him, is through faith. Hallelujah. Amen. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And I know with a blessed assurance that in this year we need the Spirit of faith, you know, faith in God, faith in his name, faith in his blood, faith in the Holy Ghost. That needs to be operating in full force in this year at all times. But, you know, in what I've seen of this year, we're just on the fifth day, I know that that's what we need. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. With the things that we've seen thus far in my own life, in these 5 days, in our lives, Minister Mary, in our lives. Amen. So thank you. Thank you so much for sharing. Hallelujah. God is doing things
praise
his
God.
Way. Amen. And I'm happy about that. I'm very happy about that. Amen. Thank you so much. So hang on. You know, stay with us, because, you know, we're going to open the lines and near the end, and see if people would like a word from the Lord. And we're just going to focus inward, and God is going to give us a word for people who come on tonight. Amen. So thank you, Minister Mary. Okay, we're going to open a line for Minister Rachel, where she says that escapes me, but she lives in Jersey City, New Jersey. So we've gone to the center, the heart of the United States, in Memphis, and now we're going to go to the East Coast with Minister Rachel and family. Welcome, Minister Rachel.
Hi, everyone. Happy New Year. Happy God-bless
you.
New Year.
Hallelujah. Amen. So you have a whole list of what you all are going to say tonight, right?
Yes. Gabrielle is coming from Romans 6, verses 12 through 16, and also Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. Marcus is coming from, help me, Lord, Ephesians 4, verses, I had everything highlighted, so I minimized the phone thing. Yeah, Ephesians 4, verses 22 to 25. And also Ezekiel 34, verses 22 to 27. And I'm going to be coming from the Dr. Charles Stanley devotional. And it's also highlighting the scriptures, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 14 through 21. So what God had told me, I mean, I was sitting in my room, I was like, but, you know, I'll obey. Because when I had texted you, I said, yes, the Lord God Almighty is saying, remain faithful and yielded to the purpose and plan of God. Stay true, keeping our thinking on him, and, I mean, not wavering. And so later on, my two little blessings, which is my youngest son, Malachi, and my youngest daughter, Amber, will be reading with me James, in the book of James, James 1, verses 1 through 6, and James 1, verses 22 to 25. I know that's a lot of reading. Lord, help us. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Can everyone hear me? Okay, amen. Okay, Gabrielle's going to start. Go ahead, Gabrielle.
Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments for unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness?
Now go to Romans 12, verse 1 and 2.
Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove that is what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Amen. Now the next scripture from Marcus is right here, Ephesians 4, verses 22. We'll highlight it for you. Go ahead. Go ahead and read. Oh, my blessing. That ye put off concerning the former conversation. Old man. Go ahead, finish.
You sure?
Yeah, read. Read. Okay.
No, I was going to do it. Thank you.
You're going to read both. Come on. Come on. Hey. That ye put off concerning the former conversation.
That ye put off that ye put off concerning
the former
conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed
in
the
spirit
of
your mind,
and that ye
put
on
the new man,
which
is after God, is
created
in righteousness
and true holiness.
Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth
with
his neighbor, for
we
are members of one another. One of another.
Ezekiel.
Okay. Therefore will I save my flock, and they shall no more be a prey. And I will judge between cattle and cattle. And I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David. He shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David a prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken it. And I will make them with them a covenant of peace, and I will cause the evil beasts to cease out of the land, and they shall dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. And I will make them and the places round about my hill a blessing. I will cause the shower to come down in his season. There shall be showers of blessing, and the tree of the field shall yield her fruit, and the earth shall yield her increase, and they shall be safe in their land, and shall know that I am the Lord, when I have broken the bands of their yoke, and delivered them out of the hand of those that serve themselves of them.
Okay. And now I'm going to go to, thank you, Lord. Okay, Amber and Malachi, come here. Mama, blessings. Okay, we're going to start with James 1. We are going to read all the way to verse 5. I know I said 6, but Lord, forgive me. Okay. James, a servant of God.
Read Malachi.
James, a servant of God. And of the Lord Jesus Christ. To the 12 tribes which are
scattered abroad, greeting.
My brethren, count it all joy
when ye fall into dire temptations.
Knowing that the trying of your faith worketh patience.
But let patience have her perfect work.
That ye may be perfect
and entire.
Wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. That giveth to all men.
Liberally.
And abradeth not.
And it shall be given him.
Thank you, Lord. And now I'm going to go to James 1, verse 22 to 25. Okay? Okay, listen. Here you go. Okay. But be ye doers of the word.
And not hearers only.
Deceiving your own self. For if any be a hearer
of the word,
and not a doer.
And not a doer.
He is like unto a man.
He's unlike to
unto
a man.
Beholding his natural face in a glass.
Beholding his natural face into a glass.
For he beholdeth himself.
But he beholdeth himself.
And goeth his way.
And goeth his way.
And straightway forgetteth.
And straightway forgetteth.
What manner of man he was. But whoso, come here. But whoso looketh. Into.
Into
the perfect law of liberty.
The perfect law of liberty.
And continues.
And continues
therein.
Therein.
He being. Not a forgetful hearer.
Not forgetful hearer.
But a doer of the work.
But
a doer of the work.
This man shall be blessed in his deeds.
This man shall be blessed in his deeds. Oh yeah, Mom, you might want to turn off that.
Okay, quiet, my blessing.
Okay, light.
All right. Okay, now I'm going to read 2 Corinthians 5, verses 14-21. I'm going to read that after I finish the Dr. Charles Stanley devotional. Now, this is for the fifth day, which is today. I call it Triumph Day. Because we triumph in the Lord, and he helps us each and every morning. Okay. It says, the metamorphosis, the heading, it says, the believer's transformation. And I'm coming from, like I said, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 14 and verse 21. But I'm not going to read that yet. I'm going to read the devotional real quick. The metamorphosis of a crawling caterpillar is amazing. It disappears into a chrysalis created from its own body. And before long, a delicate and graceful winged butterfly emerges. Our change at the moment of salvation is even more radical and miraculous. From a death-bound, sinful, deprived heart, God brings about a brand new creature, one that gives and that forgives and made righteous, in whom his Holy Spirit takes up residence. But if we've been miraculously transformed after trusting Christ as our Savior, why do we still struggle with sin? The answer is that even though we now have a new nature that's been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth, Ephesians 4 and 24, we remain in falling fleshly bodies, which are subject to sin. As long as we're on earth, there will be an ongoing battle between the spirit and flesh. I thank you, Lord, for keeping us strong. Throughout our life, God is conforming us to the likeness of his Son. His indwelling spirit helps us combat sin and teaches us to live righteously. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And teaches us to live righteously. Wow. I apologize. I lost my place. Keep helping me, Lord. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Okay. This process called sanctification is something that will last until we're called home to heaven. Thankfully, as we yield to the Spirit, and I put in the heading, like I underlined that part and put the Spirit of God, our behavior and thinking will be transformed as well. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Now, the scripture that I have is the 2 Corinthians 5, verses 14 and 15, 16. And 17, okay, I'm just going to read. Okay. For the love of Christ constrains us, because we thus judge that if one die for all, then we're all dead, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new, and all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not in putting their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And I thank you, Lord, for that, that we wear your righteousness, Father God. Keep us strong, Lord, because we will keep our eyes on you. Like my godmom would say, and it is written in your word, when we don't know what to do, our eyes are upon you. So you know what the new day brings whenever you wake us up with the breath of life of each new day. We thank you that we will say, this is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. All right, love you all and have a blessed new year.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Rachel. Hallelujah. Thank you, family.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. So all who read, for those people who just came on, it was a lot of words that was being read today by Minister Rachel, her son Marcus, her two daughters, Gabrielle and Amber. I don't think I missed anybody. As I listened to this word, for 2023, I kept thinking about 2 Timothy 3:16, and it says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And all that they read today, you know, was really, we were bathed in the word today. And I believe that that's what God is saying for 2023. Bathe yourself in the word of God, that we need to bathe ourselves in the word of God. Hallelujah. And it's going to be profitable for doctrine, proof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. And I love all of them. Reading is just such a blessing to hear the children read. Thank you all so much. Thank you, Minister Rachel. Amen. God bless you all. Hallelujah. And now we want to hear from our Reverend Treva. So we've been to the heart of America. We've been to the East Coast. Let's go to the West Coast. Amen. Welcome,
Good evening, and God bless everyone from Carson, California, which is outside of Los Angeles, California. I would say sunny, but we just finished having a series of storms. It is going to be sunny tomorrow, but it's sunny in our hearts. Praise God for the words that have already come forward. It's really, everybody has ministered to my heart tonight. And I was sitting here today after you asked me, and I said yes. And I was sitting here talking to God. And then all I kept, I was in a prayer group earlier, and one of the verse I had today was on hope. And I just began to hear God say, talk about hope. And I'm going to read several verses. The first one is 2 Chronicles 7:14, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and restore their land. My eyes will open and my ears attentive to every prayer made in this place. For I have chosen this temple to set apart, to be holy, a place where my name will be honored forever. I will always watch over it, for it is dear to my heart. And then I'm going to go to Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, verses 10 through 13, through 14. This is what the Lord says. You will be in Babylon for 70 years, but then I will come and do for you all the good things I have promised, and I will bring you home again. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. In those days, when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I will be found of you, says the Lord. I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes. I will gather you out of the nations where I sent you and will bring you home again to your own land. This is the message that God has laid on my heart, is our hope comes from God. You know, as I perused through this in 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14, in 15, it was talking about how God was talking to Solomon, and some things were going on, but he had dedicated this temple to him. And God said, as long as you keep turning to me and you repent and you turn to me wholeheartedly, I will be with you. I will heal your land. And if we need anything today here in America, we need healing. And then you go over to Jeremiah, the 29th chapter. Here you see Israel was in another time. They had sinned, and God had exiled them. The Babylonians had taken over. And God said, oh, you're going to be here for a minute, but it's going to work together for good. I'm going to bring you back to the land that I gave you, and I promise. And for I know the plans. God knows our plans before we even are born. And they're good. And when God says everything is going to work together for good, in Romans 8:28, all things work together for good to those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. We're called according to God's purpose. And no matter what we face, no matter what the trials we've gone through, God works everything out for good. He gives us hope. Our future and our hope is in God. And you know, about a month ago, 2 months ago, I was going through I have two phones. I have the iPhone 11. And then I I got the iPhone 14. And I did not turn my iPhone 11 in because I had changed carriers. And I bought the iPhone 14 from the carrier I had changed to. But then because I was having so much trouble, I switched back to the original carrier and got a little better deal. I won't say it's not as cheap as the other one, but I have better service. And it's a lot lower than what I was paying before. But anyway, why I bring those up is because before I had decided to trade my phone in, I was going through, I decided to look at the wallpaper. And I saw there were several captions. You can put different wallpaper on your phone as a background and as a screensaver. I saw one that was at the beach. The water had receded, so the sand was, you could see the ocean, but the sand was damp. And you, if anybody knows when you go to a beach, especially us who live on, whether you're on the west coast or the east coast, or you go to the beach, when the tides come in and the water recedes back out, you can still see the ocean. But then you're able to take maybe your hand, your finger, or a stick, or a rock, or a shell, and you can write in the dirt. And one word stood out. It was hope. So I said, going through the wallpaper on my phone, that stood out to me, and I said, that's the one I want. That hit me in the spirit, because we always ought to have hope. But we need to put our hope in God. Because let me tell you why. Because when you put your hope in men will let you down. Men will cause our trouble, and women. But when you put your hope in God, no matter what comes your way, you can rejoice in Him. Not having joy because of the situation, not having joy because of the trial, but joy in the midst of it, and you know you have hope. A few months ago, I was told that I needed to have eye surgery, or I was going to go blind. Now, if anybody tells you you're going to lose your sight, you would think we would be sad, you know, oh, woe is me. But that's not how I was feeling. I had been believing God for some years, and I remember even on one of the Wednesday nights a few years back, that the Hockeys and Apostle Barber had prayed for me, for my eyes, because something was going on. And God reversed some things. But then this year, I believe God slowed the process of what I was headed into for a couple of years. It couldn't be slowed anymore. I had to take further action. I had to have the necessary surgery. Correct, not only taking a cataract out of one eye, but in that eye, there were some things that needed to be adjusted because things weren't working right. My eye wasn't draining right. And the doctor looked at me and said, if you don't have this done soon, you're going to go blind. And I just looked at the ophthalmologist. He said, I'm going to send you to a surgeon. They'll be contacting you. Instead of being filled with fear, I was at peace. I had hope. And so they set the date for Halloween of all days. And you know, the night when it's supposed to be tricks, but it treats, I said, God, I turned it around. Instead of a tricks, I said, it's going to be treat for me. And glory to God, I'm here to tell you that not only do I see nearly 20/20 in that eye, been a miracle. Things, our colors, even my neighbor's house that I thought was peach, and it actually was yellow, and now it's gray, but I thought it was still peach. So that goes to tell you how I was seeing. And then I was able to, last month, have the other cataract taken out. I've never been able to see 20/20 in either of my eyes. But the next day after that surgery, and they took the blinders, especially after they took the blinders off of the second eye. They told me that your eye was at 20/60 yesterday prior to surgery. But just one day later, my right eye was already at 20/30. That was my Christmas gift. So I had the first one on Halloween. I got the treat. And the second one was December the 12th, so I got the gift. And I just say, God, look at you. If I hadn't had hope, all them years ago to have the hockey pray for me and Apostle Kizzy. If I hadn't had hope, looking at this surgeon telling me that I could go blind, I would go blind if I didn't have that, especially in my left eye. The right eye was not nearly as bad, but they took the cataract. It was time for that to go through. God never, ever leaves you incomplete. He gave me hope on the inside. He gave me hope. And I had, we were talking about in a date night for Jesus with Pastor Ellen about having your vision board. For years I had on there, I have affirmations. I didn't exactly call them visions, but I started writing my affirmations of faith when I was teaching, and I was in a net room on my job in a secular school district in a Head Start. And I'm sitting there at nap time writing affirmations. And it took me 10 years to get everything to go. I'm retired now. And I just add, as things happen, I take things off, and I'll add other things. I didn't know that was a vision board until last night. But I call them affirmations. But God will give you hope in the midst of your trials. Now, there's some other things I'm still yet believing God for. But I have hope. I have hope. And he wants you to have hope. You may be in a wilderness situation. You may be going through health situations, whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through. You may not be going through anything. We got to have hope, especially in this day and time. Hope is the word for this season, and we got to stay close to God, and he will fill us with his hope, his grace, his peace, his love, his mercy, and his tender kindness. And I just end with that. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will shower your hope that passes all understanding, Father. For without you, we have no hope. Thank you, Father, that whatever whether it be exciting or whether it be a trial, nothing is too big or impossible for you. Fill us all with your hope. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And I turn it back over to you, Apostle Kizzy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So we can look forward to hope in 2023. Amen. As we keep our eyes on the Lord, we have hope in any situation and any circumstance. Hope. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And I see, you know, when you went to Jeremiah 29, I said, oh, she got one of my scriptures. Hallelujah.
That's the Holy Ghost. Hey, that's God.
The Holy Ghost. Amen. And Romans 8:28, I've just been saying that, and the Lord just put this in my mouth to say Romans 8:28 is in full effect. I don't care what's going on, what it looks like, and everything, but Romans 8:28, he's working all things together for good. And that gives us hope as well. Amen. So thank you, Reverend Treva. Amen.
You're
and
welcome.
Thank you
God
for giving us the testimony about your eyes and everything
Amen.
That was going on. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless y'all too. Bye-bye.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're at about 10 o'clock. We're about halfway through here. So I have a word as well. And I wanted to bring the word. At this time, we usually open up the line. So we'll see how far we go. If I say, I'm not going to be that long, I'm not planning on it. But let the Lord lead you as well. Amen. So, Lord God, we thank you for this word. You know, we thank you for the word through Minister Mary, through Minister Rachel and her family. We thank you for your word, Lord God, through Reverend Treva as well. And, Lord God, we just thank you even now that your word converges and comes together today, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you praise right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So as the Lord began to talk to me about 2023. One day he just, like, set me down and just started talking. And I said, while he's talking like this, I better write it down. Amen. Amen. I read, you know, what the Lord has given to me. There is a minister, a prophet in the land. His name is Bobby Connor. And he said, the coming move of the Spirit of God can only be characterized as exposure. Excuse me. Can only be characterized as explosive. It will be. It will produce a spiritual revolution, which will radically alter the modern day church and the very definition of Christianity. I just had to write that down. The coming move of the Spirit of God can only be characterized as explosive. It will produce a spiritual revolution, which will radically alter the modern day church and the very definition of Christianity. Wow. Wow. Amen. Now, this is what the Lord said through me. He said, 2023 is a year of exposure and revealing. In 2023, I'm revealing me. Those who seek me will find me easily. Those who seek me will find me easily. Now, there's a game that probably you played as a child. I remember playing it. It's called Hide and Seek. And there's many versions of hide and seek. And one of those versions is only one person goes to hide. And then everyone else goes on their own to seek them out. When one of the seekers finds the hider, they have to join them in their hiding place. Hopefully they didn't hide somewhere cramped, because the seeker has to squeeze into their hiding space with them. The Lord is saying, God is the hider. We are the seeker. And he immediately took me to Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. So as we're seeking God, we go into his hiding place, his secret place, hallelujah, and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He was showing me that there are four ways to seek God. The first way to seek him is Matthew 6, 31 through 33. Seek him first. Amen. Hallelujah. I think most of you know that scripture. Therefore, take no thought, saying, do what you will do, or what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all, these things do the Gentiles seek. For their heavenly Father knoweth that your heavenly Father knoweth that you need all these things, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So he wants us to seek him first. You know, not do everything else we can do, and he's the last resort. He is the first resort. Amen. It's the only resort. And, I mean, it sounds kind of funny, but, you know, I have to do that myself, is to make sure that I seek him first. Even though things look like a no-brainer and obvious, still seek him first. Amen. Number 2, 7, verses 8 and 9, it says, when thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. He is the hider. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. And so he wants us to seek his face. Amen. To seek him for him. You know, sometimes we seek him for his hand, what he can do for us. And, you know, how his hand can touch situations and circumstances. But he really wants us to seek his face. So seek him first and seek his face. Amen. And then number three is to seek him with all our heart. Here's your Jeremiah 29:11-14a. That's what how far I went, Reverend Treva. For I know the plans I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. So he said, this year as never before, we seek him, we seek him a little bit. It's going to be easy to find him right there. He's right in our face. He's right in our heart. Hallelujah. When we seek him first, we seek his face, and we seek him with all our heart. And the fourth one is to seek him diligently. Seek him diligently. He won't have us seeking him half-heartedly. Amen. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. So we're connecting with Mary, right? Minister Mary. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. And when we diligently seek something, that means that we're doing it thoroughly and well. The opposite of diligently seeking is doing it lazily and shoddily. And he wants us to seek him and not be tired of it, severe, and do things with great care as we just seek him with all of our heart. Amen. To just remain diligent and be engrossed in him. Hallelujah. Be totally absorbed. And here's another one of my favorite phrases. Be fully engaged. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that we must immerse ourselves in faith, prayer, and meditation. Amen. And regarding God's call on our lives. Hallelujah. And this takes 100% of our focus and effort, you know, for us to do it. And this is not a hard effort. This is an easy effort. Glory to God. And I couldn't help but think of, you know, these words are used a lot lately. Do your due diligence. Your due diligence. And it's like a legal term, to do your due diligence. And that is, you know, to just be focused on it and to find out everything you can about it. Proverbs 12:24 says, hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. And so the Lord wants us to be diligent. Amen. Because when we're diligent, even in seeking him, you know, he can put us in that ruler position. Being faithful with a few things, he wants to make us ruler over much. And this year, as he just, you know, he's hidden, but he's going to reveal himself to us quickly and easily if we just simply, amen, just simply seek him first, seek his face, seek him with all our heart, seek him diligently, do our due diligence with our Lord. And then there's one other thing that he said. Now, there's more to this. This is just the tip of the iceberg that we're going to talk about tonight. But there was something else that he said, and it was like, now, when you seek me in all these ways that I'm telling you, when you seek me, I can be found, but there's some things that are going to have to come out of you to find me. It's going to be like a mirror. You know, if you look in a mirror and the mirror has some streaks on it, some spots on it, you won't be able to see the reflection well. And so he wants the streaks and the spots. He wants to help us get the streaks and the spots out so that he can reflect in us. He can reflect himself in us. And so in part of the seeking, there's going to be a cleaning. As we seek him, there's going to be a cleaning. And he took me back to the times where he has cleaned me. I go through clean cycles like in a washing machine. There's some cycles in my life where I'm being cleaned. And because he doesn't do it all at once, praise his holy name. And so he says to me at that time, and most of you have maybe heard this before, when he's cleaning me, I wear pink. And we call it, me and the Lord call it circumcision of the heart in those cleaning time right now. As we seek his face, we got to be clean. And he said, we don't do it by ourselves. We do it in him and by him and through him. And so so he tells me, you know, wear pink because this is spiritual circumcision that we're going through right now. It's going to be painful. It's going to be private. Hallelujah. There's another P, Jesus, I know, and personal. Thank you. It's going to be painful, personal. It's going to be private, you know, when he cleans us. And we're going to feel the pain of it. We're going to feel the hurt of it. But it's like cutting it off of us, off of our hearts. And when it's cut off, it's not going to be there anymore. It's cut off. Hallelujah. And so, and he said, because so many things are being revealed right now publicly, we've seen so many things. You know, the two newscasters, all of a sudden, all of their stuff is out in the open, how they were committing adultery against their own spouses and going with each other. And then this guy now who's in Congress who's been found to be lying over, you know, where when his mother died and all kind or something about his mother, his education and all of that has been made public. And so the Lord says, you know, at this time, if we take this time to have that personal and private yet painful time with him to clean things out of us so that he can reveal himself in us, hallelujah, ours will never go public. Glory to God. We won't be like the stock market and go public. Glory, hallelujah. All of the stuff that needs to be cleaned out of us will be private. personal yet painful, but that's what he's going to do. And he gave me this scripture, Psalm 18, verses 23 through 26, and I'm closing with that. This scripture says, I was also brought for him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore, hath the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. Now get this. With the merciful, thou wilt show thyself merciful. With the upright man, thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure, thou wilt show thyself forward. Thou wilt show thyself forward. So he wants to clean us so that he can show himself to us and through us. He wants to see his mercy. He wants to see his righteousness, his uprightness. He wants to see his purity through us. He doesn't want to see forwardness. And I don't know if you've ever seen it. I've seen it before. I've seen prophets who prophesy and cuss at the same time. You know, and the word is coming through them. And I can recall when God first began to prophesy through me. And I just said, Lord, I want clean to come out of me. I don't want anything that's not of you to come out of me. Hallelujah. And so he's given us an opportunity. He's going to show us a lot of things this year. He's going to show us himself. Hallelujah. Not only does he want to show us himself and reveal himself to us, he wants to reveal himself through us. This is the year. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you for it, Lord God. We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We're going to open up the lines now. Amen. Welcome to those, even if you just came on, praise God. Good to see all of you here. Amen. We're going to open up the lines now. We're going to open up the lines for those who spoke today. We have Minister Rachel. We have Minister Mary and Reverend Treva. If there's anyone who wants a word from the Lord, a prophetic word, go ahead and press your number one key. And then we will hear. You can also press your number one key, and we will, hallelujah, and you can make comments, glory to God, and comments, questions, or prayer requests. We praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Now, you know, I'm about to cry now, because for many years, when we opened up the lines, Pastor Mom was here. Hold on a second. I know they're at the hospital. Pastor Catherine, she's probably asleep. And I don't know if you guys are doing anything, so I don't want to really open up your line unless you say so. And if I don't see your number one key hit in just a second, I'm going to go on. Because I know how it is. Pastor Catherine is at the hospital right now with Pastor Mom. And for all these years, Pastor Mom's been right there and, you know, on the line with us. Amen. All right, Pastor Catherine, all is well. Hallelujah. All right. So we'll open the line. Minister Rachel, all of those who spoke today, your line is open. So put your mute on when you're not saying anything. And thank you guys so much. Minister Rachel, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I wanted to say amen. When you were saying what you were saying, it was some confirmation. I was looking at, I had some pink stuff in my room. So, yeah, God has been dealing with me. He's been helping me through some things. Even if you saw how pink, remember my book, Breaking for Your Making? That was some hot pink on that cover.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I was like, God, you want to say to me, I want to worship you in spirit and in truth. And one of my devotional trophies is the scripture is, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. That is really true. I do want that. Like, we don't want to worship God just for what he can give us. And if he does not bring that to pass, are we still going to worship him? I was like, Lord, I still worship you. Even though my situation, I'm got to get off of that. I got to stay focused. Still looks the same. He's still worthy of worship.
Hallelujah.
And they look a certain way in a natural. He said, know that I am with you. And I'm like, okay, God, I will still worship you and everything like that. No matter what I say, we have to be like this till you come. I will do it. And that kind of hurt and hit me. But I said, Lord, I love you so much. And then I think about all that he has suffered for me. I was like, yeah, this is but a light thing. And then he makes you think about that scripture where it says, well, I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed in us. So this is nothing but a light thing. We're going to be all right. God is still merciful and God. And he's our comfort in all of this. I mean, it's been such a peace. I know sometimes waves come and try to crash up against us, but he still keeps me standing. And I'll be hearing that song. After you've done all you can, you just stand.
Amen.
Yes, just he said, be not entangled with that bondage. Because some people would go through things like, that's it, I'm giving up. Nope, I'm not giving up. Giving up ain't in me. Christ is in me, the hope of glory. I got to keep going. I got to press to the goal with a prize of the soul of God in Christ Jesus. And that's what I want to do, just keep encouraging each other in him, sharpening each other in him, because I'm not letting you fall. You ain't letting me fall. We ain't letting each other fall. We're going to keep on keeping on for the glory of God, like Aunt Catherine said, keep on keeping on.
Amen.
God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Now hang on the line in case we need. You all need to pray for someone or prophesy.
Okay.
So put your phone on and just hold on, okay? Pastor Price. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Glory to God.
Pastor,
can you hear me?
I hear you well.
Okay. Praise God. I had my earphones on, and so I had to take my earphones off and so I could be able to comfortably talk to you. In Jesus' name, God bless you, Apostle, and all of the precious ones there at Get'em on the Get'em Radio program today, and for Pastor Catherine is with Pastor Mom, and she may be busy, but Pastor Mom, we just send much love to you today. If you by any chance happen to be listening to this, and we thank God, I want to thank God, Apostle, for each year that you do this and having the prophetic month. And the prophetic course today is just such a great blessing. My spirit was just so blessed by everything that I heard today. I was just really thanking God for everything that I heard today. I was praising God for the message that the Lord gave through Mary, our sister Mary. Thank God for you, Mary, and thank God for the word that you gave about having faith in God. And you began with the question is have faith, but what should we have faith in? And I thank God that I got some very good notes. I have faith in God, in his blood, in his name, in his word, and in his power, the power of the Holy Ghost. And you know I'm going to go back and go and look up Mark Hankins and look at that message and begin to be able to really go back and go through that word and listen to that word. I thank God. I thank God also for you, Minister Rachel, and all of the family, all of the children. I thank God even now for Gabrielle and Marcus and Amber and Malachi and the scriptures that they shared today, and that we're to be doers of the word and not just hearers only. Thank God for the message that you ministered on Minister Rachel on sanctification until he comes, being new creatures in Christ Jesus. I thank God that I'm in agreement with Apostle when she said about 2 Timothy 3:16 that all scriptures, we took a bath in the word of God today with Minister Rachel and with her family today, and I appreciate that. Thank the Lord for that word. Then when Reverend Treva Kelly came on, I thank God on hope and how she talked about hope and those scriptures in 2 Chronicles 7:14-16 and Jeremiah 29:10-13. God knows the plans he has for us. And I just love it. Like you said, it was a confirmation for you, Romans 8:28, that we're all called according to his purpose. I thank God for all of the word that she shared about having that hope, having hope in God and in his word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When she gave that analogy for that whole wallpaper about one at the beach and seeing how when the tides come in and you can write in the sand, and written in the sand was hope. Hallelujah. She said men and women will let us down, but not God. God is the one who would reverse things. He slows the process of different things. And we can have peace and have hope in God. Hallelujah. So we look forward to hope, his hope in us, and his hope for us and his hope in us in 2023. And then I thank God for the word that the Lord gave through you, Apostle. Hallelujah. Even the first part of it, which was Romans 8:28, is in full effect. I claim that word. I claim that word. Thank you for sharing what Bobby Connors talked about that explosive spiritual revolution that's coming by the Holy Spirit, the precious Holy Spirit, and that you said that this is a year of exposure and revealing, how God is revealing himself, that those who seek him will find him easily. I love that when you began to talk about that, such a wonderful way that the Lord ministered it to you. It gave such a graphic picture for us that God is the one who is the hider, and we are the seekers in Psalms 91:1-2. And I say Psalms 91, Lord willing, almost every single day, and about I'm living and dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. Now I can say I'm living and dwelling with the one who's hiding, who's in that secret place. Hallelujah. I just love that. Hallelujah. And we can see God, and we can go into his hiding place, his secret place. I love that. And then you gave Matthew 6:31-33. Seek him first, our first and only resort. He used to be our first only resort. I thought about when I was listening to you say that, because we are now in a place where we can be on the other side of this line and do a lot of things. We can be doing sleep. We could be sleep. We could be doing a whole lot of things because nobody, it seems that nobody can see us. You know, we're on this part of the line and may look like nobody can see us. But it's so wonderful to know that God sees. And I just thank God for when I'll go down there. I'm a little bit ahead of myself in what I said in that, because you said, secondly, to seek his face. You gave us Psalms 27:8-9, and not just seek his hand. The third thing you said is seek him with all of our heart. Seek and search for him with all of our heart. And that's what I was thinking about when you gave Jeremiah 29:11-14, is that sometimes we can get distracted. We can get a lot of things. I have to, you know, sometimes just get up. And even when we're ministering the word, we even though we're at the place now where nobody has to see our face or whatever, but still we see God for his word and for his excellence to come through us. I thank God for that word. Fourthly, you said seek him diligently, not half-heartedly, not half-heartedly. I believe that there'll be times and I have to make sure that I don't get to doing something else or let my focus go into something else while the word is going forth. And it's like, because God says, I see it. I'm seeing what you're doing.
I see if you're really seeking me wholeheartedly, if you're really into this word wholeheartedly. And so I just thank God for that word about the fourth one you had, and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, not lazily or shoddily, you said. Do things with great care. Be totally absorbed, fully engaged, immersed, hallelujah, hallelujah, in God through faith, prayer, meditation, hallelujah, even regarding our call. And then you said, do our due diligence and be focused, be diligent. You gave us Proverbs 12 and 24, hand of diligence will bear rule. He's hidden, but God will reveal himself this year even the more. And you said, now, when you seek me, you said, I can be found. And there are some things that will come out of us like peering into a mirror. And I thought about how one thing, too, with my glasses, I wear glasses. I can't stand my glasses to be all streaked up and with mud fudges and mudges and stuff all on them. I try to keep my glasses clean, and I don't like my mirrors to be all mudgy and fudgy either. So we do come in, and don't go in the shower and let the shower get the steam where the mirror is all steamed up where you really can't see that well. And that I was thinking about how when you were talking about as we seek him, there will be a cleaning cycle, a cycle where cleaning is taking place, circumcision of the heart. And as we seek his face, we must be clean. And I said what you said, it may be painful, it may be personal, but then I love that you said it will be private if we let him do it privately. When God cleans us up and hallelujah and cuts off of us what needs to be cut off. Psalms 18:23, you went, and last one is God wants us to see his purity in us, his righteousness in us. And I thank God for that word. I thank God for all of the words that were given. God wants to clean, he wants clean to come out of us. So I thank God for all of the many words that I heard tonight and the words of everyone that spoke, from Mary to Minister Rachel and all of her precious children, young men and young ladies, because now they're getting to the point where they're at double digits. Each one of them are at double digits. Your voice may sound real young, but because I'm a grandmama with 20-some grandchildren and 20-some great-grandchildren, I saw a difference in young people now. You see a person 11 or 12 years old, sometimes they have the mind of people 15 and 16. And don't let the 15 and 16-year be there. They have the mind of somebody that may be seeming like they're 21, 22, because a young man just got elected. He was 18 years old and got elected as a mayor of a city. Hallelujah. And he carries himself with such demeanor, that 18-year-old. And somebody's going, well, what could he know? But there were people who even in former days, that God would raise up. And I believe that this is a part of a generation that has a lot of knowledge and things. Their voices may look, they may look young. They may look young, like David was. David was young. He was young. And they didn't even count him in when Samuel came to anoint a king. They didn't even have him in there. They went through all his other brothers. And finally, when the prophet said, is there not another? And they had to use them. So I was blessed by Minister Rachel and her children, blessed so tremendously by the word that came through Minister Treva, and blessed tremendously by that excellent word that came through you apostle, as well as each one. Of course, the first one with Mary, too, was an excellent ministry of the word. So I want to thank God for tonight. I thank God for his word. And I was just looking how timely it was and how it wasn't taxing at all, and it was just a great blessing. So I praise God for you and thank God for you, Apostle, and all the precious saints in your respective places tonight. May God bless each and every one of you. God bless you, Apostle. And I'm going back on mute.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. You know, I was thinking, you know, when the Lord was saying this is personal and it's private, yet painful, and, you know, and do it this way so it won't be public. And I thought about, I won't say who it was in your life, but someone that you know in your life that they were doing something, and you would not think that this would be made public. But all of a sudden, this person, Pastor Price knows, was on CNN. And, I mean, and she was doing her thing. It wasn't a bad thing that she was really doing, but it showed up on CNN, you know. So that's why I was thinking, okay, Lord, we're gonna do this clean cycle, you know, as we go through this. Hallelujah. We're going to do it. It's going to be painful, but it will be personal and private. And so we thank God that he's a good God like that. Amen. Now, I see you, Evangelist Janie. I'm going to open a line up for you. Anyone else, you know, if you have any questions, comments, prayer requests, prophecy requests, press your number one key. Amen. Evangelist Janie.
Praise
welcome.
The Lord. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Well, it was just
Hallelujah.
So wonderful to hear Rachel and those babies. And, oh, I always get so blessed. My husband and I were driving. We just put it over the car speakers, and we just, she was repeating with the kids. We repeated as well. And, you know, it's just so good, as you say, to bathe in the Word. And when you got the babes, the mouth of babes, you know, coming out of the mouth of babes, and so precious. And, you know, it always blesses me. And so just washing of the Word, and Minister Treva, too, with the Word of hope, you know, and with yourself. I wrote down, you know, as you were talking about those who speak me will find me easily. And I believe this year, as you said, we're going to have a revealing this year where, you know what, us who know God's word, we will have that quickening in us even more to know when the false prophets are speaking, to know when there's wolves in sheep's clothing. And I believe there's going to be a holy boldness that's going to be on us beyond anything we've ever imagined before or we've ever walked in before, that we are walking in such boldness that we will not be ashamed of the gospel. And this is a time, you know, evil has risen up so greatly in the land that it is a time for God's people to rise up in the land, but not in their flesh. As I've been hearing tonight, seeking him, seeking his word, speaking his word, you know, and, you know, that's the two-edged sword. That's what cuts through the spirit and soul, down to the bone, the marrow, discerning the heart, the thoughts in the heart. And, you know, we are in a time where we need the word. We need to know the word. We need to speak the word. And when we do, that's when the atmosphere changes, the environment changes, the world around us changes, and we take those territories. So just so beautiful tonight, and always wonderful to hear your voice, Pastor Helen Price. And I do miss hearing Pastor Mom's voice, so I've been praying for her. I love y'all so much. And praying that all is well, and I'm sure Catherine probably is sleeping, Pastor Catherine, and Pastor Mom might be resting. So, but yes, I wanted to come on and thank you for the word. And if anybody has a prophetic word, of course, you know, and that was interesting. Normally, for myself, I have been speaking with students, people who are getting ready to be students in our Bible. I've been blessed with a Bible college. So I'm opening a couple Bible colleges, but, you know, we've been talking about the prophets. And, you know, for us who hear from God, lots of times prophets don't have a lot to say to us. You know, the people seeking the prophets are the ones who aren't hearing from the Lord. But as I was listening tonight, now listen, I hear from the Lord, but as I was listening to the word and I was being bathed and Rachel and her children were speaking the word, I thought, you know what, I'm going to stay on and see who has a word for me tonight from the Lord. So that's what I'm doing.
Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Evangelist. Amen. Your lines are open. Minister Mary, Reverend Treva, Minister Rachel, your lines are open. If you have a word, I know you're not going to say anything if you don't. But if you don't,
that's okay. If you do, that's okay. So for whatever reason, that's what I'm doing.
Okay. Amen. I'm seeing a
little
something
here. Hello, it's Reverend Treva. Minister Janie.
Hi, Treva.
Expansion. Hi, this is Reverend Treva. I hear expansion, worldwide expansion for your ministry. And you also have the tent ministry, worldwide expansion.
Yes, I receive that.
Because of your faithfulness to God.
Thank you.
He's going to take you places that you won't even have to go looking for people. They're going to be looking at ministries. They're going to be looking for you. So get ready.
I receive that. Thank you.
That's all I heard. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Treva. Amen. Anyone else? Minister Mary? Minister Rachel? Okay. I take that as a no. All right. Let me check my text in case y'all try. Minister Mary? Somebody say something?
Yes, it was me. I was like hearing, keep your light shining before man. Just keep your light shining before man.
And thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Rachel.
Yeah, because I'm hearing the rest of it. Let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and glorify your Father which are in heaven.
Yes. Thank you, Minister Rachel. I love you.
Love you too, Evan.
Oh, goodness. Oh, I love you. So good to hear your voice.
Amen. All right? Okay. I know if you're not saying anything, Mr. Mary, apparently you're not hearing anything. So I'm going to go on with this is what I immediately I thought.
You're breaking up. I can't hear you.
Good. Oh, I'm breaking up.
Okay, now I can hear you.
Sure. Oh, wow. Okay, that should be much better.
Much better. We come against those distractions in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thanks for letting me know that. I had to take it off of Wi-Fi. So,
okay.
Amen. Okay. The scriptures that come to mind is Solomon, Song of Solomon. How beautiful are thy feet with shoes, O prince's daughter. The joints of thy thighs like jewels, the work of the hands of a cunning workman. And then Isaiah 52 and verse 7, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of them that bring good tidings, that publish peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publish salvation, that saith unto Zion, that thy God, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. Hallelujah. And then, of course, Romans 10:15. And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring good tidings of good things.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Hallelujah. And then I'm hearing the Lord say, thank you, Lord. Where I send you and where your feet stand is holy ground. So think it not strange if I tell you don't go somewhere. And think it not strange if I tell you to go to a certain place, because your feet are very important to me. It causes ground to be holy, for I am holy. And there's some places I don't want my holy feet on that ground. So pay close attention to where I send you and be okay when I don't. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, thank you so much, prophets of the Lord. And I needed that encouragement. And as I've been listening and speaking the Lord this year myself, and I thank you so much. It was so encouraging. And thank you. Thank you so, so much. So thank you so much. Thank you. Yes, yes.
Amen.
So.
Amen. And
praise
we look
God.
Forward to,
praise the Lord.
We look forward to hearing what the Lord is saying through you on next Thursday.
Yes, you know I'm refraining right now. So praise the Lord. But you
Amen.
Know I
well,
needed this
moving.
Encouragement. Well, you know, Amen. I needed this encouragement as Minister Treva was speaking. You know, the Lord has been expanding. And, you know, so, and then the tents, I remember when I came on and we were talking and I said, tents, what? I'm hearing tents. What's going on? And we now have 9 tents and we just gave a tent. I received a call. There were street ministers in Wellston who needed a tent. And they said, can we borrow a tent? I said, well, we don't loan our tents out. We don't rent our tents. And the Lord said, buy them a tent. And we just bought a ministry, a tent. So praise God. We have 9 tents. They've been going up all year long. Last year they went up all year long. The year before, you know, it's just been constant of going out, bringing the body of Christ together, the people in the land. And we were out last weekend. 7 people gave their lives to Christ. We've
Hallelujah.
Seen it. We had, yes, they're being fed, they're being clothed. We had a revival. We had 2 ODs. And praise the Lord, as I was standing in the land, I kept hearing this man, this pastor was talking to me, but as he was speaking, I kept hearing life. And I said, I hear life, but he was telling me that he was going through a rough time, but I kept hearing life, and it kept getting louder. And I said, you know, let's stop talking. Something's happening. And so then they said, oh, this man had OD'd. And I went onto the bus, and as I went onto the bus, he was laying there. I was trying to get his pulse. I started rubbing his chest to, you know, rub his heart, try to get some, you know, some blood flowing, bring him back to consciousness, bring his life back in him. And we put Narcan in each nostril. And then as we just waited, nothing was happening. And what did I hear the Lord say? Life! And I spoke life into his body in Jesus' name, that he would rise from that dead. And his eyes popped open. And praise God, the man is alive today. You know, and it's just, you know, it's, God is just so good that, you know, the people are hurting, they're lost. But even though God spared his life, the man is still having trouble turning from that flesh and escaping it. And we have to take God's word out to the land. We had another one ODing the same day. And I looked at her and said, Lord, what am I to do with this? And he said, command her body to come into alignment and her to have a sober mind. And I started speaking. And praise the Lord, he sobered her supernaturally. And the young lady looked at me where she was very, I don't know how to describe it, distraught and just paranoid and just really freaking out, you know, just really having a moment. She couldn't control herself. Everything was out of control with her. She was in the moment of ODing. And chaos and confusion was surrounding her. Torment was upon her. and the Lord supernaturally sobered her. And so she stood and stared at me, and now service was going on under the tents. There was a preacher preaching under the tents, but this was happening. The Lord supernaturally sobered her, and so she stared at me, and I said, would you like some food? You know, we fed her and had a place for her to go, the same with the other man. Neither one of them went to a safe house. We had salvations all that week. But, you know, we're out in the land, we're speaking God's word, but we have to continuously speak God's word into the atmosphere over the land. Even while we're driving, we're going through darkness. Even when we're driving, you know, we are the light in the darkness. We, you know, the light, the darkness cannot overtake the light. And so as we've been going out, there has been expansion. And so very right on, Treva. And then, you know, for Sister, and then for Rachel, Minister Rachel, as she was talking about the light, and as you were talking about, it was so precious to be about my feet. Actually, I had a prophet take my feet one time and talk about my feet. But we were out Sunday, and, you know, we have to let our light shine. As we were out Sunday with these ministers and giving them their tent, we heard gunshots to the left of us. And my husband said, well, you know, I think those were 22s. And, of course, we had a whole team out there. There were volunteers from other churches there, ministers. You know, of course, people in general had come for feeding and clothing and so I began to pray, and I became very still before the Lord. I'm just standing, praying, and when the minister, we had given the tent to, his wife walked up and said, what's going on, Janie? I said, well, I'm just taking a moment before the Lord. And we look over, and there's a fight over to the right catter corner of us. And I said, well, we're not having none of that today. Well, then I said, Lord, what is going on? The next thing we know, they said, there's a lady with a gun right there. And she was no more than 50 feet from us. She had a gun in the air shooting it. There was a truck that was shooting out of their truck. People were everywhere. And they said, we've got to get to our cars. We've got to get to our cars. But, you know, in that moment, I said, no, go into our cars. No, it's not safe. We need to pray. And I just began praying and rebuking the devourer and saying, peace be still to this storm. And they began to pray with me. And I just want to give a praise report. We have to be a light in the land. For us who know our word, we have to say no. We are going to rebuke the devourer. If God tells us to stand and rebuke the devourer, if he tells us to stand and say, peace be still to this storm, we have to do it. And not only did God clear the corner off, the people were running. I don't know. You would have looked like, it looked like, boy, something was after them. I mean, they were scattering. The vehicle that was shooting, oh, my goodness, it peeled away. But not only did God clear the corner where this was happening, he cleared the whole street for about a mile. And we have been seeing this in the lands that we're going in. One pastor has said, we've put up tents there. We had about 500 show up at one of the events, and we just had salvations. It was just an amazing time. But he says he doesn't even know if he's at the right location sometimes. He was doing three to four funerals a week. Now wow. he's barely doing one a month. You know, that's what happens when we step into the land. That's what happens when our lights shine. That's what happens. So I really appreciate your prayers. You know, when we have the gunfire going off, and that's not you know, we've experienced that before. This was the closest it had ever been. But as I shared with the people there, the team and the other ministers, you know, you either choose to recognize that the power of God came here today and the Holy Spirit not only cleared the corner, but cleared it for a mile that you can drive safely to the highway. You don't even have to worry about a bullet. You don't have to worry that the death has been, it's gone. Death has been chased away. You know, the confusion, it's gone. Or you give strength to the devil over having fear and talking about how you fear for your life. When we are all sheep out for the slaughter, what shall separate us from our God? And we have to know, when we are in this world and all the chaos is going on, are we going to give glory to God, or are we going to give in and give glory to fear? Isn't that powerful? So thank you so much for your words. I needed those, so thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing with us, Evangelist. God bless you. We keep you in prayer. And Lord God, we even thank you now for just covering them. Hallelujah. Right now and even into the future, Lord. Let the canopy of your glory be upon them continuously. Let your angels surround them continuously, guarding them, guiding them.
Thank you, Father.
In the name of Jesus, we thank you for doing that, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Thank
we thank you for there at the right place, at the right time, every time. In the mighty and matchless name of God. Your glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Thank you,
Apostle. Thank you.
Amen. I hit the button too quick. Thank you, and thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you, Apostle. All right, bye. Thank you, ladies.
Okay. Amen. See you next week. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't see any other number one keys press. Evangelist Bab, so good to see you tonight. Amen. We don't get to see you often. So good to see you. Glory to God. Amen. I know I mentioned one name. I should mention all names, but I'm not going to do that. Praise God. Okay, Ministry Lane, it's good to see you. Amen. And each and every one of you that's here tonight. Amen. So if you have anything else you want to say, you can press your number one key. Otherwise, I'm starting to close. Hallelujah. Amen. I wanted to, you know, we want to pray the prayer of salvation. We all, and people are so ready to get saved, y'all. People are ready to get saved. Amen. Amen. Even on New Year's Day, is it New Year's Day or the day before? I went downstairs in the lobby of the building where I live. I was putting out some communion cups for Sunday, so it was actually Sunday morning. And I was putting out communion cups, and there were so many people sitting downstairs waiting on their rides to come. And a young man, a man who lives in this building, was there too. He was asking people to sign petitions, and I began to speak with him, make a beautiful story short. He received Jesus as his Lord and Savior on January the 1st, 2023. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so I love the way that God does things. You know, his timing is perfect. Because I would never, usually on a Sunday, I wouldn't have been downstairs. I usually do it on Saturday and put out the communion cups. So that was just awesome. So God wants people to be saved. He wants us to be at the right place at the right time. That's why we continue to pray the prayer of salvation for those who would come on the line and get saved, and for each and every one of us to be ready, pray with someone in the grocery store, at the doctor's office, walking in a parking lot, whatever, to be able to pray with someone to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Romans, I'm going to Romans already. Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Believing in your heart is making a choice to believe that Jesus is who he says he is, even though none of us have seen him over 2,000 years ago. Amen. You just believe in your heart and then pray this prayer. Pray this prayer along with me. And when you are fully engaged, that means your faith is engaged as well, and you shall be saved. To me, dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me, and God raised you from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Forgive me of all my sins. And now I know, according to the Bible, I'm saved, I'm born again, I'm a child of God. Heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If it seems so simple to you, that's okay. Jesus did all the work. Amen. And for our part is to believe and to receive. Hallelujah. Amen. You just received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You are indeed saved. Hallelujah. Do you feel any different? You might, and you might not. But it doesn't matter what the feeling is that you prayed that prayer and you said it with all your heart. Now, we want to just pray over you now. Pray that the Lord will baptize you with his precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to think right, power to do right in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then power to read the Word of God and to understand it as you're reading it, because the Holy Spirit is right there with you. And then that your prayer language will come out of your mouth, out of your belly flows rivers of living water. And we thank God for your prayer language coming out even right now. Rebo Shitelamasi, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we give God praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we want to invite you to go to a Bible-believing church. Amen. And so that you can learn and grow. And that Bible-believing church may be in your neighborhood. Hallelujah. And then on top of that, we want to invite you to be a part of the God in the Midst Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts. The Lord has designed this family of broadcasts to help us all to learn and to grow together, and that's what we've been doing. Amen. So in this family of broadcasts, on Sunday we have a church service. It's called the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, East St. Louis Christian Center Church, every Sunday at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And we have our dear pastor mom scheduled to speak on this Sunday. We'll see what happens. Amen. God is good like that. Hallelujah. On Monday, on Sunday is 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. On Monday, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro, and it's called Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. So every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, she digs into the Word and teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. On Tuesday is our prayer time. We have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And it's prayer. It's spending time in the presence of God. It's refreshing. It's prophecy. It is no less than awesome when we spend time in his presence like that. 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And you guys keep volunteering to pray in tongues. You're doing well. And so we have 4 volunteers every Tuesday. So you can contact me and be on the schedule. Praise God. Wednesday, the second Wednesday of the month, we have our healing service. Now, I'm going back to Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. On Wednesday, the second Wednesday of the month, which coming up already, this Wednesday is the 11th of January, and we will have our healing service, amen, called Prophetic Healing, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Tell your family, tell your friends about it. Last year, we had over 70 healings on the second Wednesday. So join us. Hallelujah. Set your cell phone alarm. Mark it on your calendar. Hallelujah. Now, we're starting something new on the fourth Wednesday of the month, and that is on the 25th of January. 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, and it's called Anointed Pandemic Baby. Amen. All these babies are being born to parents, and these babies are doing things that babies don't usually do at their age. So we want to help these parents. We want to pray for them. We want to encourage them. Amen. We want to encourage them because they have children that are really doing different things. So we're going to be talking about that the fourth Wednesday of every month and starting on January the 25th. Now, if you know someone who has pandemic babies, I mean babies born from 2019 on and currently, and you know that they're doing things that are out of the quote-unquote ordinary, and we're calling them anointed. You know, they're anointed for such a time as this. These are the last of the last days, and the Lord is pouring out his spirit on all flesh. And some people say, oh, they've been here before. No, God is pouring out his spirit on all flesh. Amen. We're starting that on the 25th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on our Thursday night edition for the rest of this month, we're going to hear our dear evangelist Janie Sims on next Thursday, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And we're going to hear Bishop Aaron McClary on the 19th. 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, and we'll hear our very own Pastor Price on the 26th, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Amen, amen. Now we're going to close. I don't see anyone else with their number one key press. Hallelujah. I tell you what, I know I'm kind of moving fast now. Lord's like, kind of slow down a little bit. We're going to close in just a few moments, but I'm opening up everybody's line right now. If you don't want to say anything, mute your phone. If you don't want to say anything, just mute your phone. All the lines are open. If you don't want to say anything, mute your phone. So we don't hear your TV in the background. Mute your phone. If you want to say something, you can say it now. Whatever you want to say, make a comment, prayer request, prophecy request. We're hearing somebody's conversation. You might want to mute your phone. It's being recorded. Okay. Not hearing anything from anyone. So, amen. We're getting ready to close. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, Father God, we just thank you and we praise you, Lord God. We thank you for all that you've done tonight, seen and unseen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that this is a wonderful year that you have made. Amen. And we will and be glad in this year. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you for doing exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask, think, or imagine in this year and every year. Thank you, Lord God. We give you praise and we give you glory. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Love you all. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. I'm truly blessed by each of you and love you. Have a blessed rest of the night.
Y'all tell the people them, don't.